Do you have a product or business that you want to advertise on the Real Ass Podcast or other Gas Digital podcasts? Well, right now, go to theadside.com and click on the advertisers button for more information.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
What's up, baby boys? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, King of Things, right on time, 11:30 on the dot. Special start time today. I told everyone that. Very special start time. I like how both sides of the table are kind of matching.
Yeah, we're coordinated.
A little orange, nice. Orange. On that side, we got a little pink hat, the pink pizza hat with your pink top. It's a lot. Mm-hmm. It looks like we're about to like challenge each other on some sort of Netflix show for cooking. But can I just say this? I'm not even being an asshole here. I don't want to be like all like, oh, anti-woke. That's a hack point at this point. Who even gives a shit? But right. I mean, really, like every cooking show on Netflix, there's always a fucking gay black chick and there's always a fucking...
Well, there's always...
Well, you need a vegan chef.
Yeah, that's true.
There's always somebody that lost somebody recently and they're cooking in their memory.
Yeah, of course.
There's always somebody really foreign that needs to prove that they're always like, I will show them how we cook in my country.
Yeah.
And they're like, today's challenge is cheeseburgers and apple pie. And they go, oh, fuck.
My son watches Lego Masters. It's like there's got to be a fucking trans dude with a bow in his hair. You're like, dude, I don't know.
To be fair, he's trying to build something.
Dougie, yeah. I know,
to be fair, that show shouldn't be watching that.
Lego Master was the original name of Roots.
Welcome to the show. I am the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Louis J. Gomez. He is the international superstar, Zach D'Amico.
Good morning, buddy. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Live, a rare live Friday show. Typically, we don't go live on Fridays. We do a pre-tape, but you guys actually are getting a live show. Shout out to everyone in the racist live chat. Bricks says, Louis looking sleek. Thank you, Bricks. I bought this yesterday, this hoodie. I really like it. Two incredible guests, as always. Ladies and gentlemen, from the High Society Radio Show here on the Gas Digital Network, Chris Vega is back on the show. And from the Great Hang Podcast, lover, ladies and gentlemen, the living legend, I'd say. The living legend, Micah Fox, is back on the show.
Thank you so much.
What's up, girl?
Yo, thrilled to be back.
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
When's the last time you were on the show?
I don't know, yesterday? 2 weeks ago?
No, really?
No.
Was that recent?
No, it like could have been. Month or two?
Dude, I'm stoned.
Oh, and that's why you're late?
No, I got stoned when I was sitting in traffic. Mm. I brought my portable dab pen. And that shit fucking got me baked.
Let's shrink a little time, shall we?
Yeah, why not? You know? And then it made me feel better. Shannon, I called you, Shannon, over and over again. Just in a bad mood, freaking out. And the last time I called Shannon, she fucking she answered the phone in like a weird attitude. And I wanted her to understand like a job as a producer is to make the hosts feel good at all times.
Well, she can't give you a handjob over the phone.
Yeah. No, it's not. She doesn't have to do anything sexual, but she's got to make me feel good. She can't fucking answer the phone riled up.
An emotional
fluffer.
She's got
to massage the situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Shannon, you know how Rainey did the book of his Facebook statuses on Perks?
Uh-huh.
You should do texts from Lewis.
Oh, that's good.
And then you analyze what they really mean and what's happening.
I like that.
Shannon, please pull up texts for me that you've gotten from me. Wait, not Shannon, not all of them. Shannon? Shannon, you be cool.
Just the images.
Shannon, you do not.
You go to the pictures. Go to the pictures and then just scroll.
Just put them on the screen. Let's watch them one at a time.
Shannon, do you want to raise? Do you want to raise? Do you want to go to Jamaica?
That's the text that accompanies the pics.
Look, we have an incredible show planned today. Lots to talk about. Let's get our plugs out of the way, and we're going to get into it. Chris Vega, what you plugging on?
High Society Radio, Notes of a Goon, right here. At Chris from BKOIN, Twitter and Instagram, and I'm going to be with Ryan Long in Buffalo the 23rd to the 25th at Helium.
Hell nice. Yeah.
Very cool. Mike Fox.
Listen to the Great Hang Podcast with me and Tim McLaughlin. He also wants to make sure you know to go check us out on the YouTube page. Subscribe to the YouTube page.
Love
Leave
it.
Fucking comments.
Tim's
love
hilarious,
that shit.
Dude. Tim's very funny.
Yeah, thanks for knowing it.
Yeah.
Zach D'Amico.
February 17th and 18th, I am at Saratoga Springs, New York. Come hang out. I am headlining one show Friday, two shows Saturday. And yes, they did put an adult content warning on my show and my show only.
Good. Should be. Good things, Zach.
I like it. No, I like it. It gives it an air of mystery.
Yeah.
Now you don't have to wear those pasties.
Lots of live stuff coming up right now. Actually, the tickets just went on sale. It's not on my website yet. Even though I fucking told my web guy last night to make sure it was on the website when it went live. But either way,
your web guy is also Shannon.
Yeah. Tickets Spider-Man. Went live. Tickets went live for March 3rd, March 4th, Roar Comedy Club, Springfield, Massachusetts. Grab those tickets now. They should be up on the website soon enough. But also be in Yonkers next month, San Diego, California, St. Louis, Missouri is coming up, Wise Guys in West Jordan, Utah, Houston, Texas, Lafayette, Louisiana, and lots of other dates all being added. LewisofSkanks.com is the website. Go grab tickets for all those shows and more. Subscribe to Gas Digital. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the On Demand Library for all the shows here on the network. And subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. All of the Real Ass Podcast bonus content, fucking all my other shit goes up on my YouTube channel as well. Louis J. Gomez Comedy. Please. Please. Whew. I almost made you play Main Street today, Shannon.
I have it queued up.
No, I'm okay.
Okay.
I'm in a little bit better of a mood now that I'm fucking moving. It is what it is. Moving and grooving, you know? But it's the one thing that sets me off in a fucking really horrible mood.
Traffic.
Yeah.
That's just
traffic, Uber
false.
Drivers.
Yeah.
Well, that's,
that counts.
That's yeah. Part of traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Waiters.
Yeah, waiting in traffic.
That's dinner traffic.
Yeah.
White people, black people.
No, I don't freak.
The Jews.
How often do I freak out on things? Except if it's traffic related.
That is.
I know your ex-girlfriend's dude. You can't lie
friend
to me.
Friend is. I've calmed down a lot. I haven't freaked out
that's
on my next girlfriend. I haven't freaked out on an ex girlfriend in a very long time, or a girlfriend in a very long time. I don't freak out on my girlfriends. I break up with them.
Yeah, who can be upset when you're in Jamaica?
Right. That's what I say. That's what I say.
You can't be upset with a steel drum.
It's not bad.
You're making me angry.
Yeah, I'm fucking, I'm a little bit, I'm dealing with a lot right now, guys. I officially started house hunting.
Okay.
This is it.
Should be easy to catch.
That's it. I'm done. Can we end the show? Can we end
He's
today's show?
He's putting on the fucking Rambo.
It's come out of the bushes.
Yeah. He's like, Thanksgiving's going to be delicious this year.
Yeah. I just started house hunting. I'm fucking dealing with the stress of that.
Get a ghillie suit.
I'm doing taxes right now. That's stressful as fuck. I'm just all the stresses of life.
I mean, to be fair, it's the first time you've ever done taxes.
That's not true. You guys all stink.
Yeah, what country are you filing in?
I hate everyone's jokes today. And then on top
the
of that,
the Cayman Islands.
Punxsutawney Phil says that there's now 6 more weeks of winter.
It's going to be 50 degrees.
We
tomorrow.
Haven't even had 6 weeks
it's
of winter
be
yet.
7 tomorrow.
It is freezing today.
Sunday it's 50
it's
degrees.
So
it's going to be 7 tomorrow.
Right now it's brutally cold outside. I fucking hate it.
Yeah, it's pretty
it.
Cold.
I'd rather this than warmer with snow though.
Yes, Zach, because you're fucking you sweat in 50 degree weather.
What is that? I just don't
snow.
Like snow.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was calling you fat. I'm sorry. I'm being really hateful right now. I'm really not. I'm not being very friendly. Fuck all of you guys. I don't like anybody at the table right
Did
now.
Did you get your orange sweatshirt for house hunting? So you don't get shot by other house hunters?
He brings a dollhouse as a decoy.
Hold on. I've got my house
He's
call.
Yeah, it's ding dong.
I sprinkle house urine.
Oh wait, look, it's a baby house. It's a shed. If there's a if there, where there's a baby house, the mother house is not far behind. Shut up, everyone. Shut up. I do not like this house hunting bit. I hate it. It stinks.
The pathways, the tracks.
I do enjoy House Hunters, the TV show, though. It is a great TV show. Mm. To fucking sell. How do I get on that show, Shannon? Can I get on House Hunters? Do they pay for my house if they choose me? That's what that should be it.
I actually, I'm friends with somebody who worked on House Hunters International.
Really?
And I'll tell you the inside how it works. You have to buy a house first.
I know. And then they stage the other two houses. Right. And you're actually just pretending that this isn't the house that you're getting.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sorry if I ruined the show for everybody. It should make it better knowing how phony everybody is.
They should. It should be like, all right, dude, if they choose you for the house, it's like in Cops. Remember, if they're allowed to use your face, they'll pay you like
$70.
Yeah, I don't know. They give you something.
This pay your
says,
bail.
It says house buyers get paid a flat rate of $500 for their time on the show.
$500?
Yeah. It?
That's nothing.
It takes about 30 hours over 3 to 5 days to film an episode.
Jesus. That's wild. Yeah, people just want to
and
be
those people can afford a home.
Do you remember the
like well, people who would do it for that little
and then
money?
Everyone knows where you live.
Well, it's, yeah. It's not about the money. It's about the like people want the notoriety of being on television. Mm. And when, you know, just like that, like we work in comedy, so it's not like that big of a deal. We kind of go like, oh, yeah, a reality show, that'd be fucking whack, you know. But I think the average American would go, oh, my
Didn't
God.
Didn't you try and make a reality show?
I tried to make a bunch of reality shows. Yeah.
I mean, they still make money. If you
yeah,
only
but that
pay
was like a showcase for comedy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not like Jackson Galaxy came to his house and taught his cat to be nice.
Wait a minute. Jackson
That's a
Galaxy.
Deep pull.
Didn't we have him on a podcast once?
Jackson Galaxy? I don't think so. Maybe.
The Cat Whisperer. I had him on a podcast at one point. I had him really? On Believe You Me.
Oh, cool. That makes sense.
Yeah. There's a lot going on in my head right now, guys.
Why would you have a Cat Whisperer on the MMA show?
Cat fight.
We were trying to talk to Vanderlei Silva, who now looks like a cat. If anyone knows MMA, it's a great reference, folks. All right, so
folks.
All right, Miami landlord posts video of raising tenants' rent by over $1,000. Shannon, what is this story here?
So this guy just took over an apartment building in Miami, and I guess he has like a million TikTok viewers or whatever, and he shared his call telling a tenant he was going to raise her rent as the new landlord. And he has it. It's in multiple parts. Here's the first.
Let's see. I want to see it.
There you go.
Okay, nice to meet you.
I'm not sure if the previous owner had told you we're actually going to be the ones that just purchased the house.
Okay.
I know you have it rented, so I wanted to see if you were interested in they rented there.
Yeah, I do.
I know the house needs some repairs. We plan on fixing up the house. I just wanted to get in touch with you and set times to start repairing the house and talk a little bit about the rent today.
Okay.
You're currently rented for $1,100 in that house, and it's in Miami. It's a pretty low price in today's market. I wanted to see if you wanted to stay there.
Yeah, I was planning on staying. I don't want to move, and I have been here for over 10 years.
I would want you to stay, but we'd have to raise it a little bit.
Okay, and?
There's houses in that area going for $2,500. You could take the lower end of $2,200.
Are you kidding me? That has to be a joke, $2,500. That's over double my current rent. I can't afford that. I have kids, and I'm already working two jobs as it is. Where do you want me to go now?
I wanted to...
Nice.
Clearly, those kids need a job.
Well, you know. So what are people that's going viral because they're saying this guy's an asshole?
Yes.
So
this gave me anxiety when I heard it. And I was like, $1,100 for a house. Bitch, yeah. Get your shit together.
Yeah, in Miami, <Seriously. clears throat> they raised my rent $1,300 this year. Guess what I did? I moved.
Yeah.
They raised my rent from literally, it was $1,900 a month they raised it. It was like, because I got a pandemic deal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then they were like, oh, yeah, well, that's not the case anymore. So,
right.
And
here's a few more hundred just to fuck you.
Well, they raised it $1,900 a month. And it was wild. I was like, that's crazy. And then I was like, well, yeah, I won't. I'm not going to pay it. And it was an old Asian guy. I was like, all right, leave. I don't give a fuck. He didn't give a shit. And then I started just doing the math on.
Yeah, he can open up a weird antique shop down there and sell gremlins.
I started doing the math on how much it would cost to move. Hiring a moving company, hiring packers,
yes,
the fee for, and I'm trying to buy a house this year, so the fee for a broker, when it's all said and done, the difference in rent was
first,
be,
last, and deposit on the new place.
It was all going to be made up in having to move fucking anyway, and then having the anxiety and the inconvenience of having to move and finding a new place. So I literally just had to take it on the fucking chin.
$2,000 a month extra.
Yep, I took it on the chin.
If only if you're planning to get the fuck out of there. That's like movers is too great.
Well, if I was planning on renting after this, I would say fuck it. I would get out.
Yeah.
But I wasn't planning on renting, and it was just it all came down to it, it was just going to be maybe a little bit more I'm spending than it would have been to move, but not that much.
Yeah, you're paying for the
hassle. Yeah, because it wasn't like I was going to save that much money on rent. I was going to, rent where I'm at and where I want to be, it's all pretty much comparable to what it was going to be. I wasn't going to get a good deal like that. So, it fucking sucks. Yeah, I'm fucking. Did you grow up pool? Did you own a pool growing up, Micah?
Yeah, but I'm from Arizona, so even the poor people had pools.
Yeah, I'm debating getting a pool, mm-hmm. right, and buying a house with a pool. Mm-hmm. But people in the Northeast are telling me that it's not worth it at all.
I mean, when have you ever listened to common sense?
No, I have.
Why wouldn't it be worth it?
Well, because you only have it open a few months a year, and it's a ton of maintenance for it. Versus, just having a nice backyard.
Devil's advocate.
Please.
You have something to drown yourself in when it gets bad?
Teaching James responsibility. It's James's job to skim the pool and do the chemicals.
I'm not making James skim my jizz out of the pool. That's actually literally
that was one of my first jobs was I had to skim go clean jizz? The lady's pool.
Yeah, no.
I had to go because it was like under
Did
a bunch
really
of trees.
Did you really say teach your kid how to play with chemicals?
Not the chemicals, but like I would do the, there was like a scoop you put in and I would skim the pool. It was like one of my first jobs when people went on vacation, I would clean their pools.
And then you could start banging old ladies right off the tip.
My son?
Yeah.
It's my pool. There's no old lady.
He builds the skill. Then he goes around the neighborhood slanging his
It'd be a cool first thing. It's like a little responsibility.
I'm not giving my son the responsibility of cleaning my fucking in-ground heated pool, Zach. That's crazy. I would hire a person to come and do it, make sure it's done right.
How old? I was like 11, 12 when I had that job.
No, he's 10.
Yeah.
So that's about right.
Does he have any chores?
No.
The fuck?
That's crazy.
Chores?
You're raising a little nightmare.
No.
I had a job at that
Micah,
age.
My son is the sweetest fucking kid in the world.
Yeah, I'd be sweet too if I didn't have to do shit.
Yeah.
Well, I guess maybe that's the way we got to do it. He has to clean his room. He has to like do his own thing,
Okay.
But he doesn't have chores. No. I tried to take out the garbage. I'll give you.
Well,
$5
you can ask him like, hey, do you want a pool? And be like, it would be your responsibility to clean it.
Guys, I'm not gonna be at the end of it a month later. He's like, yeah, I don't really want this pool. Fuck it. He's a kid. This is a dumb conversation. He's not cleaning the pool, guys. This is not.
I thought it was a cool thing.
The debate isn't fucking.
I used to tell my mother clean urine at that age.
Yeah, I thought it was a cool little thing.
Kat O in the Racist Live Chat says, I grew up in Queens with a pool and it was the best.
I mean, if he's about to go into middle school, high school,
having a pool
is going to be such a social benefit.
That's how you see girls.
Do you want to get your kids some puss?
Yeah.
I want to get my kids some puss.
The pool's going to be pretty baller. Yeah.
And then honestly, once he's in high school, he'll bring his hot female friends over, and then I can
once
just be
he's
the,
a senior
the
in
creepy
high school.
Dad. Then all of a sudden, I have an interest in cleaning the pool all the time. Ah, shit.
You're just drinking pool water.
Natalie, did you have a pool growing up?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
I was going to say.
Where'd you grow up?
Near where you live.
Oh, wow. That's right. Yeah, well, okay. Perfect. You're the only one with a perspective on this.
Yeah. I was going to say that's not my camera. If you think your son would use it, because my mom always kept up the pool because she's like, gave my brother something to do like every day during the summer
when my son and my niece would use this pool every fucking, unquestionably.
I used to clean my uncle's pool so I could go swimming in the summertime.
Yeah.
In Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And it gives him something to do. Get it.
Sure, guys. Sure.
I don't think this is a crazy thing.
Yeah.
I think it was a nice, thoughtful thing that we were all thinking of your family.
Fine. Hey.
Me and Zach need to cool off in the summer.
Yeah.
I
can't fit in your tub.
You could get one of those giant brushes.
Yeah. Wash me with a rag on a stick.
Get a little mud pit next to it. You can roll around.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Manscaped.com for being a longtime supporter of the show. Manscaped makes incredible products for below-the-belt grooming, so if you guys are trying to look better and feel better, get your products from Manscaped.com. I love the Lawnmower 4.0. It is truly the best trimmer for downstairs. It has skin-safe technology, so it makes it really difficult to nick yourself. It's waterproof, so when I trim myself, I just do it in the shower. 30 seconds, I'm in and out, Zach.
And not only that, they have all these incredible products like lotions, gels, the Crop Preserver, Crop Reviver, body wash, 2-in-1 shampoo, body deodorant. Everything they have is high quality, top of the line. You will not find a better company for below the belt grooming.
It's impossible. Just go to manscaped.com, check out their products, 20% off if you use the promo code REALASS when you check out, and free shipping, might I add. Once again, promo code REALASS at manscaped.com for 20% off with free shipping. All right, where were we? Did you guys see the double amputee being with a butcher knife being shot?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, does it live or does it die? Double amputee is shot.
Does it live or does it die?
Are we looking for a picture here?
No. That's just the intro music.
Oh. I want to see a picture of this guy.
I need to see a video. It's not great footage, but...
Double amputee, it should be no footage.
Oh, Jesus.
He has a 12-inch butcher knife in his hand.
Yeah, but from like the perspective of the way he looks, it looks like it's a 3-foot-long sword.
Yeah.
And right, he's just on his stumps.
Yeah, they're going to show another angle. There's not any great footage here. Here's from another angle. But the car is getting in the way. So the first one's the best angle. Really.
So are people upset that they...
Yeah, so the family is suing the cops because they're saying that he's not a threat, even though he's holding a gigantic butcher knife and he just stabbed somebody in the park. They're saying he's the size of a child. He was going in the other direction. The cops are saying that he tried to throw the knife at them multiple times. And they did shoot him dead.
How did he get it back?
It looks like the diversity reboot of Chucky, Chuck D.
They should just throw a net
on his
ass.
The fact that this is the music that's playing out of the car is the fucking best.
Great. Just a... I don't think I could kill something that adorable.
Yeah. I'd pick him up and I'd fucking hug him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so part of it, you're like, yeah, that's not... He's not getting away.
Oh, yeah, you throw a net on him.
Yeah, but you, put him you in know the back what? Of a paddy That's kind of terrifying. If you turn the corner and there was a double amputee running on his stumps holding a butcher knife, that's the scariest thing I've ever heard.
He's also very fast.
I don't know. Throw a sandbag down. Listen, he's not scaling obstacles.
Well, it's not like they can shoot him in the leg to take him down.
So does he live or does he die? What do you guys think?
I'm going to say die because Shannon said they shot him dead.
I'm sorry. Thanks, Shannon. This is stupid. Oh, Zach's the only one that caught it.
Thanks, Shannon.
I didn't put this as a does it live though.
Game over.
We would just talk about it. Also, he just lost his legs recently, and he lost his legs after an altercation with the cops last year.
He lost his legs house hunting.
What was he playing poker with him? How did he lose his legs in an altercation with the police?
His baby mama is like singing his praises, how he's such a great guy and he wouldn't hurt anybody, but he did just stab somebody here. But also, they ask how his legs were injured in the altercation with the police, and she says she doesn't know, which is a lie, which means he was doing something bad.
Yeah,
but
he lost his legs.
They had to be amputated after whatever happened between him and the cops at the end of last year.
Can I guess?
Yeah,
he jumped off a roof getting away from the cops, and he broke both his legs so bad they had to amputate him.
That's good. Yeah, they don't reveal what it is in this article.
If he's dumb enough to run away from the cops on his stumps, he is the idiot that would jump off a roof or something.
Maybe the cops made him kick his own ass and like took his legs and started beating him with his own legs.
I would watch this Fugitive reboot for sure.
Yeah. Well, all right. God rest his soul.
Do you think he gets his legs back in heaven?
I don't know. Maybe. Do you think he goes to heaven?
Hell.
Yeah. No, they wouldn't get... What would they do? They take his hands away in hell? What would be hell for somebody with no legs? It's all stairs.
That's my hell.
I almost don't even want to watch this video, Shannon. I didn't tell you about it, but it made me so angry. It made me so angry, but I think there's funny in it, too. I'm sure there's funny in it. Let's just give it a shot. Look up Fight Haven, Shannon. It's a great Twitter follow.
I follow Fight Haven.
I follow Fight Haven.
Some of them are bummers.
This is a bummer. This is a bummer. This is a high school student beating up a third grade girl.
Oh, no.
Oh, I've seen this,
Oh, no.
Fight Haven's a bummer. Have you noticed?
I don't watch this at all.
I mean, it's just from the description alone.
It's horrible.
Look, I will say, it's going to be hard to make funny.
Fight Havens.
Oh, wait, maybe I haven't seen. I think I saw something.
Have you noticed on Fight Havens?
You mean Morph?
Oh, no, I haven't seen this. Okay, good.
I've been watching a lot of this Twitter. Have you noticed that black kids in skinny jeans are 0 for a million in landing punches?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, except for this kid with this
third grade girl. Gets her.
I mean, this kid.
Because they can't plant the back foot.
It's weird. They just swing. While, it's just windmills.
It's a 10-6 round, I think, between this little girl and this black kid.
Is it on a bus?
No.
It's on a bus. Okay, yeah, Shannon. It's actually a 10-year-old boy and a 9-year-old girl, I guess. I don't actually know. The context that I have is this little girl like goes and hits like this other little black kid, right? And then I guess it must be the little kid's like brother or father or somebody. It's like, you know, it's
they're
like
in the same grade.
Yeah, right. He's like in the 8th grade or whatever. But this kid's like in the 9th grade or something like that. And he comes over and he just starts fucking drilling this little girl in the head, just really letting her have it. But I think what happened was her brother was probably being bullied by this other kid. And then his sister was like, no, like, or they were fucking with her. Apparently these kids are being bullied with. I think they go to like a black school and they're like the only little white kids. Mm. But go ahead.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no.
No.
He also isn't landing very good
punches. Yeah,
that's
pretty bad for beating up a little girl.
Jesus.
Yeah.
And look at that
little kid playing Pokemon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. He's like, I'm just trying to be a nerdy black kid.
Yeah. I just want to go Super Saiyan.
Oh, God.
Wait, that was a big size difference.
Yeah, dude. He was in high school, and this girl's in the 3rd grade.
Oh. I bet he has really good parents.
Yeah. Mm. Now imagine this morning you're me trying to jerk off while watching this.
What, nearly you finished impossible. Too fast?
Nearly impossible.
Oh. Is there more to the story or is just...
So does it live
apparently
or does it
I think the kid was arrested. The girl's got bruises and scratches. The kids took him out of... Or the parents took him out of the school. But it's just fucking... Oh my God, dude. If that was my niece and my son, like if a high school student beat up my niece and my son...
We'll I would just watch it again.
Yeah, I'm getting their address.
I would be in fucking prison. I would. Yeah. This kid.
So you could talk to their father.
Dougie, I'm telling you right now, I would find this kid and I would fucking, I would beat him to death. There's no fucking doubt about it. It's fucking wild. I'm surprised. And people are in outrage about this. People are like, you know, freaking out. But just being arrested isn't enough. This kid needs to fucking get put down.
I mean.
I don't
he's
know
going to jail as a kid, right?
No, he's. I don't know if you're that depraved as a human, mm-hmm. you'll start punching a little girl.
I don't know if there's fixing that.
I don't know if there's mentally rehabilitating.
No, I'm just
more,
saying
more than
get...
likely, if I had to guess, this kid has been abused like fucking crazy, right? Yeah. He thinks it's okay to hit little kids like that, right?
I don't know. He couldn't really throw a good punch. I think he was just trying to be a fucking badass on this bus. I think he's going to get fucked up in jail.
I think he'll get fucked up in jail. It'll get around that he was beating up a little girl. He'll get fucked up in jail.
Well, he's going to go to like a juvenile detention center, too.
But he'll get fucked up there.
He should get killed. They should fucking put a... They should end that fucking kid. It should be over. There's no rehabilitating that. That it's only going to get worse. That kid will go on to murder, rape, fucking... like, legitimately hurt people in a massive, massive way. To punch a fucking... Dude, my niece is like... I mean, my son is a big 10-year-old, right? Mm-hmm. But like, I mean... I couldn't imagine punching these. Like, they're fragile. They're little fucking kids.
She deserves it.
They do no chores. they're soft little everything.
I thought about it. We were in the car going to D.C. I thought about it 3 times.
Really?
But you don't do that.
Sure. I feel bad saying it.
I just pictured this little Puerto Rican girl running around you like that dog in the Looney Tunes cartoon. And just going, shut up.
I mean, is there any excuse? Somebody said in the chat, she said the N-word. I mean, look, she had foresight. she wasn't wrong.
Yeah, but why did she say the N-word?
No, I don't know what happened there. It doesn't fucking matter. I mean, you're a little fucking girl. That is absolutely crazy. I mean, yeah, it's...
It's a 10-year differential probably, right?
Massive. Whatever, dude.
Well, third grade is what, 8?
What little girl says that word, too? This is a bus full of bad
that
kids.
One today.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
when who hit you?
That's all she can say now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, dude. I mean, look, it's really fucking sad. I get scared, dude. I get scared for like sending my kid into the world. I couldn't even fucking imagine what I would do. I mean, I would have to find the kid's father and get beat up in front of my own kid after he got beat up. That would be the worst. No, you have to. I mean,
I
you find the kid's father, you'd be like, who?
Yeah. I hate to agree with you, but like, yeah, I want to set that guy on fire.
Yeah, dude. That guy needs to be fucking beaten to death. Damn. All right, Shannon. What is this upstate school that got blasted for posting a diverse picture with a snowman? What happened here?
Yeah, so...
Is the snowman in blackface?
Yes.
It was all coal.
This is the picture. And the caption was basically that there's diversity in the school, and it's a snowman covered in dirt. The school...
Was that three white kids with it?
Yes.
Oof.
Well, I don't think they purposely made a dirty snowman. They said dirty snow to make a snowman. Yeah. And then the teachers posted the caption saying there's diversity in the school.
But they after they started getting backlash about it, they took it down and apologized, saying that when they said diversity, what they meant was that they were being creative and not just using regular white snow, and there was no racial implications.
Right.
But what?
Yeah.
Why are those two kids dressed exactly
They're
the
twins,
same?
I think. They must Yuck. Be, right?
Yeah.
Well, if only there was an older kid to beat the shit out of them on a bus.
This is like if Frosty was into like a white power rap group.
Yeah, why they had to think that's not a good visual.
What's in that corn cob pipe, Frosty? What you smoking, Frosty?
Yeah, there also aren't. There's no eyes. No, there isn't any creativity.
Yeah,
here. Yeah.
It's just three balls.
Yeah, and also two of the balls are the same size. I mean, it's a terrible snowman.
Yeah, why would they post this? It's a bad
green
snowman.
Field behind them.
You know what I love?
Yeah.
I love the fact that we haven't had any snow this year, and I haven't had to fucking build a bullshit-ass snowman with my son.
Ugh,
I hate building snowmen. They love it for some reason. It's just the most tedious...
It's so boring.
...horrible activity.
Yeah.
I hate it. I hate snowmen. I hate Legos. I'll say it right now.
There's too much diversity in both.
It's true. Too many colors in the Legos. I did download the Brickit app yesterday, though. Not an ad, by the way, just a fun app.
Mm-hmm.
Probably saw it on Instagram. You point your app at a pile of Legos, mm-hmm. and then it gives you directions for little things you can make with the Legos that you have.
That's pretty cool, actually.
It was pretty fucking cool. Yeah, you make little characters and fucking... I just sat there using it yesterday. My kid didn't even give a fuck about it, but it ruled.
Yeah, it does sound pretty cool, actually. Yeah,
pretty fun. Let's see. What is Ozempic?
Oh, is this the diabetes drug?
Yeah, let's let Zach fill us in.
Hold on, I gotta learn.
What's Ozempic, Shannon?
Zach's foot.
So it's a medication designed for people with type 2 diabetes and is being prescribed to socialites and celebrities to help them lose weight quickly, despite alarming potential side effects. So what they're saying is that, and I think...
How alarming?
What's her Chelsea...
Looking too Handler? Hot?
Handler.
Yeah. She took it and she talked about headaches and diarrhea, yada, yada. But what they're saying is that along with the quick weight loss is they're getting a like old face, basically. So, you know, like when you get skinny, it already.
Oh, Chelsea's blaming Ozempic all of a sudden.
Can we see pictures?
It's not. You're not. They just show her skinny here. Hold on. This is her. They're just showing her skinny.
Yeah, she looks great. Give me some.
But
yeah.
They're saying it's one of the side effects of having like a gaunt looking face. And so it's a matter of, I guess, do you want to lose weight quickly and have an old looking face or keep the weight and look younger?
But
so
everyone's doing that buckle fat removal anyway right now.
What's
That's
buckle
in.
Fat?
It's this the fat in here.
And jowl meat.
Yeah, the jowl meat. And people are getting it removed to have like cheekbones.
Is that what pork cheeks is, though? When you eat a pig, are you eating this part of his face?
Yeah.
Right? Well, that's the muscle, too. I don't think it's just fat. But... Well, who Anya Taylor-Joy, everyone's accusing her of getting it done, looking like really old all of a sudden. But that's the trend now, is this buckle fat removal.
Buckle fat removal. My diet is fucking impeccable right now. You're starting to see my cheekbones come back in. But yeah, I didn't know you can get that done. A little jowl removal.
You should do that.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think I'm looking good, dude. I went back to jiu-jitsu last night for the first time in 4 months.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm all beat up today. I'm all fucked up.
But yeah, the Ozempic, all these celebrities are taking now. There's like a run on it, and people with type 2 diabetes can't get it. It's like, I don't know, maybe you
is
should.
It to you? It's just to lose weight
because they can't run, they can't go get it,
right?
It's just to lose weight.
Well, that's why celebrities are taking it, but the purpose of it is for people with diabetes. It's a treatment for the diabetes.
Can we get more famous really fast?
Maybe you got this.
I bet we know it. I bet there's a doctor listening to this.
It's expensive too. It's like $1,700 like a week or month. I don't know, something.
Never mind.
Out of the price range of most.
That's
people.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. Zach, we could just do some exercise.
Yeah, probably.
It's fine. It's probably an easier way to go about it.
Yeah, it's not covered by insurance either.
So I'm doing good, buddy. I still haven't drank.
You haven't drank? You done drinking?
I don't know what I am, but I haven't had a drink since New Year's, and I've been doing salad 3 nights a week.
Look at you.
I feel good. I feel really good. I'm really proud of myself.
You look better, man.
Thanks, man.
Good for you, dude. Zach is so fat that if he simply just fucking...
I'm trying.
Threw in fucking, you know... Just, I think if you just fucking literally walked on a treadmill every day for 30 minutes, you'd fucking melt away.
I'm trying, man. That's next. They closed the gym I haven't gone to in 2 years. I got an email the other day that my New York sports club I haven't gone to in 2 years is closing.
They're still billing you, though.
Yeah,
of course. 29-year-old posed as teen to enroll in high school and attends classes for 4 days.
And punch a third grader.
What is this?
So I don't have a picture of the woman, but she used false documents to enroll in a New Jersey high school and was able to actually attend classes over a 4-hour period until she was caught.
Shannon is just putting the plots of Drew Barrymore movies onto your prep sheet.
woman wakes up every day and forgets everything that happened in her life before that.
That was actually a story week. I didn't use it. That also was one.
So she only got away with 4 hours?
4 days.
Four days
of classes, yeah. And then they caught her.
I have a video here of a wedding singer proposing to his girlfriend on a plane.
Why was she there? Do
best
they know?
Best Drew Barrymore movie go.
Wedding singer.
51st Dates.
I have no idea.
I will say I enjoyed Never Been Kissed. I saw it in the theaters in high school. It was the debut of Jessica Alba.
Oh yeah, that's pretty good.
Little known fact.
I thought she was in Idle Hands. I thought the first movie she was in was Idle Hands.
I think this came out. That was the first movie she starred in was Idle Hands. Which she was. I mean, Jessica was so hot when she came out. God damn it! When she popped, it was fucking wild. She's still pretty beautiful, but we're talking about like primetime Jessica Alba.
Idle Hands
was nothing better.
Yeah. Primetime Drew Barrymore, E.T.
Oh yeah,
primetime.
Yeah, E.T.'s probably the best.
Can I say I don't? Whatever's going on with Drew Barrymore, they're shoving her down my fucking throat recently. Oh, okay. All right. Actually, Shannon, pull up Drew Barrymore. There's a moment where she's interviewing Machine Gun Kelly, and it made me cringe to the point where like I felt like my body was folding like inside out. Like it was like I cringed so hard I felt it in my spine. I felt like I was like. I don't know, dude. It really hurt me.
She's a daytime. She just replaced Ellen, right? She's like a daytime TV show.
Yeah, but what she is she's like a fucking. People just like her because she's like,
kind of chubby in the face.
No, she's
every woman like a fucking like. She's
a Rachel
sweet.
Ray. It's but like more pretty.
Nah, I can't Rachel stand Ray her. Fuck terrible. This bitch. I'm.
By
sick
the way,
of it.
I redact my answer. It's Scream.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
There you I go. Feel retarded for not thinking of that up top. But Wedding Singer is one of my favorite movies too.
Let's see. Shannon, pull up this Machine Gun Kelly interview where he's in the interview, he's painting her nails. Oh, it makes me hate him so much.
He sucks.
It's a 9-minute clip.
He looks like an old lady's couch all the time.
Is this it? No, there's a short clip where he's Shannon, look for the it's a short clip where he's talking about
I hate him.
He's painting her nails.
Okay. Oh no.
Oh, it's making me angry.
Vulnerable outside of songs, so it's like
he looks like he's a smelly
pussy. Pictures of me, and there's like smiles on them, and I'm always like,
pause
it. It's just weird though, because
and she's doing this thing where she, by the way, but let me say
where she's so interested. Yeah.
She's an actress, cocksuckers. She's a fucking actress. She's acting right now like she's like lost in this moment with him, and it's whatever it is, this moment right here.
It's Prozac.
That is definitely
this is my least favorite moment in history. Is Machine Gun Kelly painting this fucking fake bitch's nails as she's going, oh, you're so fucking deep. And it's just an act. He's acting, she's acting, and all these fucking assholes that are watching going like, wow, like, he's so fucking deep. He's so much deeper than I thought. And she's like, look at the way she looks at him. That's like a real person. That's a true soul. No, you're being fucking played. She's a fucking actress, dude. She made the same face at Adam Sandler in 51st Dates.
That's
right?
True. Every single day.
Every day.
In that movie.
Go. Keep playing it. Ooh, it makes me angry.
Lewis has just discovered what a smile is.
What is that thing? Her lips curling upward.
She does that every time she's pretending to be happy.
Is she the Grinch?
Good. And I kind of
Oh, she's drunk, dude.
Sick of smiling on days when I don't feel like smiling, and I feel like this odd pressure because I don't want like my fans to think that I'm taking something for granted. So if like I accept an award and I'm like super smiley, but behind the scenes I was really, there was like stuff going on, or I didn't feel, I don't know. A lot of what I do is for other people, and I haven't given myself the time to just accept that.
Yuck.
It's okay to not.
The TV shuts down.
I love how he's saying everything I do is for my fans. This is like the most narcissistic person alive.
Doggy.
Also, her eyes were pretty dilated in that. Did anybody else notice that?
I'm not going to sit here and Yeah, dude, be in a bad mood. It doesn't fucking matter. But you're extremely privileged to be in the position that you're in, right?
This sullen asshole fucking Megan Fox?
Whatever this is, like, I'm just depressed and I can't. It's like, no, you're fucking, you're extremely rich. You're fucking extremely privileged. I don't even know his background. He might have grown up poor. I'm not saying that he doesn't deserve it. I'm just saying you have the talent to get you to a point where you're fucking painting this fucking dumb bitch's nails on a morning talk show. Be appreciative of that, and that's the message that you should be fucking sending to people. Not something going, I just don't know if I could like be in a bad mood because it's like the pressure of Hollywood. Shut the fuck up.
And meanwhile, she's faking it while he's doing it. Yes. The like levels of irony happening. She's like, while you're complaining about it, I'm doing the thing for you.
I hate it. It's one of my least favorite moments that I've watched on anything ever.
And I'm not very familiar with him, but from my vague information I have about him. Did the rap thing not work out and now he's just doing Kurt Cobain?
I think so.
Because that's kind of the bit, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, just Eminem bodied him and he had to change genres.
Yeah.
I love how this is the worst clip Lewis has seen and we just watched a little girl get the shit beat out of her.
And an amputee be murdered.
Literally way better. I would watch that.
I'd watch 400 little girls get beat up and never have to watch that again.
Little girl Holocaust, let's cheer us up.
Please. Please, Shannon, do you have some children being murdered or killed that we can watch to clean?
They're probably in the attic.
How cute all those little shoes would be.
I have an Instagram model whose gigantic implant burst.
Yes. Shannon,
oh, that's great. Let's pull that up. Okay. And also, Shannon, what I want for Monday's show is I want top the best scenes where children die in movies.
Okay.
Because I can think of immediately Pet Sematary.
Pet Sematary, Good Son.
Good Son, that's where my one was going to.
My Girl.
Yep. My Girl. Yeah, Macaulay dies in multiple movies. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank God.
How's the Jack Built, which you haven't seen?
Did not see that.
There's a sniper scene with two little boys.
Oh, no.
It's, Dylan fucking Mustard. He's in Something About Mary.
Matt Dillon.
Matt Dillon is a serial killer.
Dylan fucking Mustache. Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Did any of the kids die in Sleepers or just died inside?
Yeah.
Did they die in Sleepers? No.
No.
No. Great movie.
No, they killed a guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shannon, I want scenes where kids die in movies on Monday's show, okay. And we're gonna see which is the funniest.
Got Sophie's it. Choice.
I never actually saw Sophie's Choice. Does the kid actually when she has to choose between right?
Like, yeah, she picks one to go.
Yeah, one's got to go.
I actually never watched it either. Yeah.
Does the girl die at the end of Pan's Labyrinth? Zach, help me out.
I can't remember. All I remember is the guy that looks like Lewis with his hand, like eyeballs.
The
his
eyeball
hands.
Yeah.
There it is.
No, yeah, I can't remember any others. Anybody in the chat? Pet Sematary, American History, End of American History X, a kid dies?
What? A teenager dies.
Yeah, that's not a kid. I want a little kid.
We mean Jesus. Under 10.
Little kid death.
Ah! I'm in traffic! Hey!
I see you, Shannon. All right. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Hereditary. Great child.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
maybe
a good
the
child
best child
Yeah, that's
ever.
A good child death.
That's a great one.
Wild. It's wild. We've talked about it plenty of times. Just the acting. Toni Collette's, like, her finding out that her daughter's dead.
Do you remember?
I'll never unsee that scene. Like, yeah. It haunts me to this day. Anytime I see Toni Collette in other things, I'm like, oh, I shudder and I look down. It bothers me.
Do you remember our first conversation about Hereditary? It was so you and so funny.
No, what?
You watched the first 20 minutes and turned it off.
Yeah.
And you went, yeah, everything was in the trailer. And I went, what does that tell you about the rest of the movie, Lewis? And you went, oh.
Well, all right, spoiler alert, the girl dies in the first 20 minutes of the movie.
No, but you turned it off before that.
No,
called an inciting incident, Lewis.
I saw her die, and then I like fell asleep. I didn't just turn it off.
You told me it sucked, and you turned it off.
No, this is what happened. I watched it, and then
they didn't even save the cat in this movie.
Well, I fell asleep, but in the trailer for that movie,
you think it's a creepy little girl movie.
That little girl is.
She is pretty creepy. She looks like Gwyndor from the Masters of the Universe.
She is hell personified. That little head, she's like, rah! That's just her look. It's fucking crazy, dude. And you see the trailer, and then the bird hits the thing, and it dies, and she's just kind of looking at it like somber. You're like, I need to watch this girl fucking murder people. And then she dies in like 20 minutes, and it turns into some weird like occult shit. And yeah, it's got boring. So.
The movie's great. What are you talking about?
It was okay. You know what I liked? I liked...
Midsommar.
That was good too.
Zach knows everything. he speaks Lewis better than anyone in the world.
Isn't that crazy?
He's a fucking bag man.
I did.
Fucking, that's James. That's your son.
Yeah. That blood eagle in Midsommar was rough.
Yeah,
dude. It's I'll tell you right now. Horror movies have gotten pretty fucking good these days. Zach, what's a good horror movie I should watch?
Oh fuck!
No, something new.
Let me think about it and get back to you because I just watched a movie that
Shannon,
I hated
can we see
so
this?
Much.
The Nos? Instagram model.
Nos.
No, Skinner Marink. I wanted to kill myself. Oh, this bitch.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we've seen her before.
Oh, this popped one. Is my boob now.
Which one's the popped one?
Very active.
The little one.
Because I've been on my other account, so I will post that below in my caption. But yeah, basically, my breast implant popped again, and I am having surgery to take them out next week. I am going to go back natural. Not just my boob, but other parts of my body.
Oh, my God.
She looks like she's about to tip over at any second.
What the fuck?
She looks like if Shannon was a supervillain.
Yeah, it's everything, everywhere, all at once, but Shannon.
Yeah, that's horrifying. How does a boob even pop?
Because they're bags, the silicone bag, right?
Yeah.
So wrestler girls pop their tits all the time.
Do they?
Yeah, I think Charlotte. They happens in the ring when they
can. We see pro wrestlers popping their tits?
I don't think you see it, because they have like three bras on. But I know Charlotte Flair pops her tit in the ring. A bunch of them do. Damn. And it's dangerous. I don't think it's as dangerous anymore. But what used to be in them could kill you, right, Shannon?
Yeah, with the silicone, if it would pop, then it would poison you. But with the saline, it's like no biggie.
Yeah, it's salt water.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody will suck the poison
yeah,
out.
Yeah, she did look bloated.
She does look waterlogged, right?
Like, dear God.
That's rancid. I'm not even being an asshole here. I mean, good for her. But
I just keep thinking it's Shannon in like some butterfly effect world where like eight different things went wrong and she's married to Lewis. It looks like that.
Just who is the guy that wants that? I'm not saying like
it looks like a Ralph. What's that guy's Ralph Bakshi? It looks like his blaxploitation cartoon.
Yeah, I just don't understand. Do you think she's mentally like ill? Like she?
No, yes. Not her. She looks like she's got it together.
Her? Well, yes.
But I mean, do you actually think it's like a psychological thing, or
I guarantee you, whatever she sees in the mirror is not what we see.
Right.
She sees like
she sees the little girl from Hereditary in the mirror.
I mean, or do you think she makes enough money doing this that it's worth like it. Here's really the question I'm asking: like, if she saw like a fucking therapist, would they say she's fucked in the head, or is she a business person and goes, "My body is this thing that I could use to fucking make money, and I get a ton of attention for this, and I don't really care."
How much money could she really be making?
Because I'll give the example, like massive bodybuilders, like Mr. Olympia style, okay. Like those fucking like Kai Greene, fucking Phil Heath. I'm talking about.
I think some of those guys are mentally ill too. What was the guy?
But do you think every one of them are? I don't think every one of them are. I've seen all of those documentaries.
Sure, not all of them, but some of them are fucking like what's the guy Coleman? Ronnie Coleman just kept like they were like, "Hey, stop lifting heavy, or you're not going to be able to walk." And he couldn't stop lifting heavy. That's crazy.
He just needed to lift heavy.
Yeah. Lou, did you watch Killer Sally on Netflix?
Yeah, I did watch Killer Sally.
I thought of you while we were watching. I thought you.
Yeah, it was really good. I liked it. But in fact, most of the time when because I watch a decent amount of bodybuilding documentaries, right? I started lifting weights again. Mm-hmm. That's what I end up watching when I'm in the gym. I'd say most of the time they seem like they're fairly intelligent people, and they're they're modifying their body. It's just a different sort of modification, right? Mm-hmm. They're modifying their body in such an extreme way. They're pumping steroids into their bodies. I mean, the muscles on these guys are fucking crazy. And the girls sometimes too. More often than not, though, they're not like a wacky fucking person. You're not talking to them. They don't. It's not like they have body dysmorphia. It seems like they know exactly what they're doing to their body, and they're using it to, you know, win. It becomes an obsession. But I wonder if you talk to her, if she'd be a fucking crazy fucking lunatic, or if she would just be like, no, this is a business. I'm a fucking OnlyFans bitch, and this is my audience loves this.
I looked up her net worth, and, you know, I don't know if we can count on that, but it says $800,000.
That's not enough.
And she spent over $100,000 on plastic surgery.
And that's also probably grossly inflated.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
I don't know. It's probably not, to be honest with you. If she...
That's their last procedure. Can I get the grossly inflated?
Her net worth, I have no idea.
I think Chris Stanley's on that website was like $300,000, and I'll tell you that is not true.
She hasn't talked to a reasonable doctor once in her life. And if she did, then she didn't go back. Like, no surgeon should be doing that.
Yeah, I don't know if an ethical doctor would make somebody look like that.
No, and so she's not seeing a therapist. There's no way she's mentally well.
Mm. Is there any interviews with her, Shannon, besides that? About her, like, you know.
She looks like she would speak in quacks, no?
I just don't know a single person who's into that look. And I know a lot of guys. Not a single dude do I know that, like, oh my God, I want fucking, like, crazy tits.
Insane. Do you think, like, the guys that are into her are, like, the weirdos who love, like, anime shit?
Maybe. No, because that's not what anime chicks
look like. No,
because
they like young faces, too. She looks fucking beat to shit.
The only thing I can think of is that dudes like cartoon porn. Maybe that's, like, a human version of it.
I could see sadists being into it because they know she's been through so much pain.
Mm.
Like a humiliation kink, like, fuck you, you obviously don't love yourself.
Well, so there is a kink that I've heard of called breast expansion,
yeah,
where over time they like watching things. Mm-hmm. Like, there's people that like belly expansion, there's breast expansion. They like videos of tits getting bigger.
Dude, fake tits can be fun, right? Just a pair of fake tits can just be a good old time. There's something about a chick with fake tits, you're like, look at you little silly slut. Give me these things, right? Yeah. It's fun.
I get that.
But, you know, it's the extreme version. To go that fucking big is wild.
Yeah.
So I found, you know, the guy who does the soft white underbelly interviews?
Yes, I love that guy.
He did one with her. Do you want to see a little bit
of it? I want to be interviewed for soft white underbelly. Every time I hear one of the stories, I was like, I have the childhood of a hooker. This is all they describe my childhood to a T. Every one of these hookers. That's what I went through.
You should be making more money.
I should be. Fucking
Mike. You had a childhood with a hooker.
They did a soft white underbelly interview with her.
Yes.
Let me see. I want to see this. It's great.
It's 34 minutes. We can watch a little bit. Cool.
Because this is just.
By the way,
Hold on, pause it. Now pull up a picture of the lady gremlin from Gremlins 2.
Listen to me.
That's exactly what that looks like.
I love soft white underbelly. I watch it all the time now. I'll watch it in the gym.
Have you watched the guy who was a functional heroin addict who got clean?
No.
It's like five different pieces.
Okay.
And it's watching him quit heroin, and it's fucking fascinating.
yeah.
I feel like that lady gremlin's outside, and Lainey's like, you're going to do great in there. Just make jail love you.
Go ahead.
It's not real life, Mary. So it's just weird. I don't.
She looks less bad there. Her face looks better.
Yeah. Well, it's probably also 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Bimbo.
Just a boring piece of shit that stays laying in bed and then just periodically gets up to paint and fucking nurtures her animals. This Mary does not exist. So it's just wild. That's why I don't get offended, because
she can't even finish a sentence.
Oh, yeah. She is a fucking
It also looked doodle. Like she has seven nipples.
Yeah. Well, she can't close her mouth. She's retarded.
She laughs at everything, which.
She's a fucking moron.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think when her tit exploded, it went, and then she spun around in circles?
So I just can't come out. It's like, I don't know. There's no words.
So who is the real Mary? You grew up where?
The real Mary grew up everywhere. She was born in...
Oh, bitch. Answer a fucking question straight.
I fucking hate...
You fucking asshole. Still would rather watch this than Machine Gun Kelly paint Drew Barrymore.
I hate... If somebody says, I grew up everywhere, I just want to beat them to death with a fucking baseball bat.
I hate her.
I can't believe that we got this far where Lewis went. I wonder if when you talk to her, she's a normal person. I know.
He's like hoping upon hope.
Yeah.
It is Mexico.
No.
And her
she said that like a white lady ordering fucking quesadillas.
They're like, it's pronounced quesadilla, not Mexico.
They had like this in San Cristobal, Mexico. They had like this like what do you call it? Like
the Day of the Dead Eyes?
Yeah, where
something where it's like they're helping like the native people of the land, like why right, don't you I want to
say pause it? The question was, where did you grow up? How the fuck does this have to do?
Even her tits can't take her seriously. They're like looking other directions. Like, I can't watch this.
All right, y'all give it another 30 seconds. It's
no, but they just had some sort of shelter and help for them. And like, then he turned to a pastor for a lot of his life. And it was a lot of kumbaya shit. But
how would you describe your childhood?
Kumbaya.
Did she just get out of surgery?
It's fucking fake.
Can I tell you, her problem is guys. No guys, until she got this wacky looking guy, then guys are being like, you look like an idiot. But guys are just such idiots and we're such pussy hounds that we all just acted like she was normal.
Got worse and worse.
Yeah. All the guys in her life.
I feel like she made her tits bigger so she had more area to tattoo a personality onto herself.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank YoKratom.com for being a longtime supporter of this show. YoKratom is the marquee sponsor for really everything at Gas Digital, especially for Skankfest, and they make incredible Kratom products at a discount of the price.
Guys, if you use Kratom, don't start on our account, but if you do use Kratom, stop going to smoke shops, bodegas, or gas stations, getting a little bit at a time and getting ripped off when you can get a kilo of high-quality Kratom shipped right to your door for just $60. It's the best deal you're going to get in the Kratom world.
Yeah, there's no promo code or anything. They just got the best deal possible. YoKratom.com is a website. Go support them if you're in the market for Kratom. All right, where were we? All right, I'm done with her. Take her away, Shannon. She's pissing me off.
Like, her neck was gigantic, right? Like, maybe she just got those tits to make her neck look normal-sized in relation.
I do like that she had, like, a heart tattooed in between her tits.
This is where you stab the needle when I OD.
Let's see. Swingers swap upside down pineapples for multicolored loofahs.
We've been talking about pineapples.
We talked about pineapples for a little bit. Like, that's a symbol in the swinging community.
Yeah. And if they're upside down, I think it means they're looking.
And if it's right side up, what, they're
It
full?
Just means they're swingers. Like, oh. That they're, like...
Why do you need to know that they're swingers if you're not looking?
I mean, that they're not looking that night.
The question stands.
It does stand. I agree with Micah. There's not really no reason to let people know you're swingers.
Is it just attention whores be like, oh, by the way, we fucked, well, not you.
I think it's a big cruise ship thing.
Oh, like, pineapple up, we're all full.
Yeah.
Pineapple down.
Yeah, it's like you put it on your door.
Yeah.
Well, I saw a TikTok that was like, when you take a couples only cruise and wonder why everyone has pineapples on their door. But people also do it at like vacation, like big like vacation spots.
No, the question stands. If you're not looking, nobody needs to know your business.
It's fair. Just anyone who's ever looking to swing.
They're always awful.
It's just disgusting.
I've never met two good looking, mentally healthy people that were swingers.
Right.
No. It's always a dude who wants to fuck and some dumb bitch he talked into it.
Yeah, pineapples is the new term for uglies.
I think it can sometimes go the other way.
Really?
It can be like a girl who has a rich
dude.
Like a rich husband and just settled with this rich...
And didn't get her slut years out?
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole like swinging lifestyle, the threesome lifestyle. I've dated girls that were like into having threesomes. It's never what you think it's going to be. It's never the girl if it was like the girl's like, oh, I love fucking chicks and I just want to go out and fuck chicks, it would rule. But it's really never that. Like, usually it's like the girl's like willing to fuck chicks or is kind of into it a little bit. And then it becomes like a daunting thing in your relationship where you're regularly looking for other chicks. And it just sort of like, It just, I don't know, it deteriorates whatever's going on in your relationship.
I used to have a chick who would like just lure me back in with a threesome. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it was just like, I'd be like, you're crazy. I need to get out of here. And then it would just be like,
as he closes the door behind him.
Yeah. Yeah. She'd be like, oh, by the way, I'm fucking this chick. And I'd be like, oh, God damn it.
Yeah.
I have a friend who's a couple that are swingers, and she like also fucks women on the side without him, and they seem totally happy.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's good. I
think that's just the exception to the rule.
And they're both good looking, but it's the only couple I know.
I agree. I think it's the exception to the rule. I think it does happen, I'm sure. And by the way, I'm sure that if you're a good looking person who's into that world, you will find the other good looking people, because I'm sure like
it's just like any world.
It's just the average person doing it is gross, and they're just not getting invited into the good looking parties, you know? But yeah, I'm just, for me personally, anytime I've been with a chick who, like, I've either convinced to have a threesome or we started having threesomes, by the end of it, it always ends up kind of feeling gross.
Yeah, they're like she's waking up from the drugs. Yeah. Where am I?
Oh, boy. You know me too well, Micah.
You pick up the wrong brand.
I love the word
come off.
Convinced is just like this far from coerced.
I have no problem with coercion.
It's a whisper away.
Stop this horseshit coercion. We all coerce each other. Shut up. Shut up.
Your honor.
We all manipulate each other. We all coerce each other. The fake fucking world that we live in where people are like, that guy manipulated me. Yeah, no shit. You were manipulating him too. You weren't as good at it. Get better at manipulation. That's what I say. We're all manipulating each other. Facts.
Wow.
You know what? You know what? Hold on, hold on.
Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to put your hands in the sky for the rattlesnake. Thank you, rattlesnake. Praise him.
That's right.
Do you want to see what the different color loofahs mean?
Please.
So this is specifically, there's a retirement village in Florida, and that's where this TikToker that posted this was seeing these. And
so this is like flagging, but for couples.
I don't know what that means.
Where do they hang them, on the door or in the shower when you're trying to bang?
On their cars.
On the car.
Yeah.
I love a loofah, by the way.
Yeah.
I love a nice brand new loofah. Makes my skin feel good. Gets it fucking nice and soapy. When I go to a hotel, I fucking hate it because I got to use a washcloth like an old lady.
All right. White, novices and beginners, purple, voyeur, and people who like to watch. Pink, soft swap, people who like to do it with others in the room. Mm. Blue, lowest level of full swap, those who can play well with others. Yellow, mid-level swap for those who want to have fun but are still nervous. Black, full swap, those who say what the hell, let it all go down.
Those who can't breathe.
Teal, bisexual for those that want to increase their dating chances.
Wait a minute. Teal and blue are very, very close.
Yeah, teal means that you'll suck the dude's dick. Or that, like...
Yeah, no, I know, but I'm just saying teal and the color blue.
Yeah. You'd be like...
But
hey,
dude, I'm really like, lowest level full swap.
I love your teal loofah. What?
I don't understand the car aspect. So what, you're like, I want to fuck. Let's go hang out in the parking lot?
Whoa.
Oh, that's it right there.
Or you stock the car and wait for them
to
come back?
Looks like there's a treble on their car.
I mean, is it just a campground or something?
It's a retirement village in Florida. Hmm.
So then they're just waiting for you by the car?
Also, that one has a stormtrooper bumper sticker, doesn't it?
Hell yeah, dude.
I guess if I was really old, I guess I can get into that, right?
Well, old people don't give a fuck. That's why there's like a huge STD problem with old people. And like they'll have like huge STD outbreaks in retirement homes because nobody's wearing a bag. Why would you?
Right.
You're just rolling the dice at this point.
You just pull your nut skin over your cock head. You're fine.
Yeah, but essentially it's just like the way gay dudes use bandanas, but for couples. Because gay dudes use bandanas in their back pocket back in the day.
Michael, would you ever give your boyfriend a threesome?
Maybe. He
barely deserves a twosome.
No, I mean, like, we haven't fucked in months. Listen, this man can't get hard.
No.
Well, I was really sick. Yeah, it's been a little while. We've been together for a long time.
Does he have a hard time getting hard?
No.
I got some blue chews in the car.
Nah, he's a heavy drinker. Like, if we're drinking, it's not going down. That's a fact.
He'll take a blue chew. I think it'll work.
Yeah. Nobody wants, we'll just do it when it's fine.
Seems like it's not fine. Seems like it's been months, Micah.
No, come on.
You said that. I'm not making
it's
things
fine.
Up.
But it's fine for us. Like, we're fine. Like, I was sick for like an entire month. Listen, you know.
What a Jewish thing to be. Sick for a month.
It's because I wouldn't go to the doctor.
What were you sick with?
It's COVID and some other shit. Yeah.
Dry pussy.
Yeah.
Give him a blue chew. Have you ever used it?
No. I mean, maybe, yeah. Like, I don't need some, like, uninterested hard dick that I can't like come past.
When I use a Blue Chew, it's not.
It's extra.
It is.
It's accoutrement.
No, no. I go, it's like I...
It's a little seasoning on the steak.
It's like steroids. I've never taken steroids, but I imagine if you take steroids and go to the gym, you're not going, it's like, I'm not interested. You're going, no, I am pumping fucking iron today.
Whether it wants to be pumped or not.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I'm like, listen, I don't need to be rubbed raw.
No, but
For the sake of...
It's not an uninterested dick. It makes you more confident. It's over the ads that we read, it's so funny. Because Blue Chew's not even a sponsor anymore, right?
Yeah. It hasn't been for a while.
They have been for a long time. But I should
you not... Some would say we were abusing them.
Yes. Dude, let me tell you something. It gives you confidence like no other.
We also shouldn't have been openly trading them like Pokemon cards on the air.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't need them confident.
Dude, sometimes I'll
probably shouldn't have been throwing out handfuls of them into the crowd at Skankfest.
Sometimes I'll take two Blue
Chew.
There's
no women.
just to see how crazy it can get. And it's like, it feels like a fist is about to burst through my dick.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, rules.
What woman wouldn't want that?
Yeah, she wants it, dude. Yeah.
See, I think
punched.
I understand.
She should have been wearing that black loofah if she didn't want this.
I think I understand Micah's point here. Yeah. This is the last time I Blue Chewed up. Me and my chick banged once, then she fell asleep.
You accidentally ate the blueberry flavor and got this size.
And then I jerked off like an animal for 2 hours while she snored.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds romantic as hell.
Yeah. Sometimes you want to give her a little extra something.
First of all, let's not pretend that Zach doesn't jerk off like an animal every time he jerks off. It's the only way he jerks off.
Yeah.
Rub it on my belly?
Yeah, one leg is up and you're licking something.
I don't use it every time, but I'm
laying on a rock.
If I know I'm going to be like drinking all night, or if I know I'm going to be fucking like, whatever. You just want to have like a nice fucking good sesh.
Yeah.
Wait, did you see the town that had to cancel their fireworks because there was a walrus masturbating on the rock?
No.
On their dock that they do the fireworks on?
No.
It was one lone dude walrus just pulled up. It was where they do like the town fireworks, and it was just jerking off and napping for 3 days.
Wait, a walrus can jerk off?
They slap their dick on their belly and come everywhere.
With their little flap?
No, they have a giant dick.
And they can slap it themselves? They move
it?
Yeah.
With their hands?
And it was on
it's
rock.
Like an elephant penis. It moves on its own?
Yeah, it moves on its own, and it's just jerking off, coming all over itself. And it was like the dock where everyone in town gathers for... like celebrations, and they had to cancel the fireworks.
Oh, these fireworks are wet, and they smell like bleach.
Because it was so disgusting that, and it wouldn't leave. It chilled for like days. Shannon, did you see it?
I did. Yeah, I'm trying to find.
There's a video of it. It's so fucking funny.
One of my favorite categories to watch of anything now is watching animals suck each other's dicks.
Dude, like, that's all my reels is right now.
Usually, they do that?
Yeah, you're just like a baby cow goes up to like a dog and just starts sucking his dick and rules.
It's so funny.
This milk's taking longer to come than usual.
Yeah, dude.
No, it doesn't take a long time.
No, dude.
No, because it's an animal that's never been blown. Imagine you've never been blown.
Yeah, and then a baby cow is sucking your dick. Imagine how tender veal is.
Yeah.
Now imagine it's you're in its mouth.
Imagine veal sucking your dick.
Now moo softly.
Yeah.
They blur it out, though.
Oh, I saw that.
What?
Oh,
they
so
blur
funny.
It out?
Yeah, and it's just coming everywhere. And this is like where they do their town celebrations.
Oh, dude, this is literally
this
how
is
I jerk off.
What you look like sleeping, by the way.
Oh, I'm aware.
Dude.
That's incredible.
Its dick is huge, by the way.
That's
and look
beautiful.
How high up it goes.
I can't believe they blurred it out.
I froze.
What, was this filmed in Japan?
It's so funny.
Yeah, like ruined the town's Independence Day celebration or something.
Yeah.
They had to cancel fireworks because of a masturbating walrus.
And how do you explain that to your kids?
Oh, my son knows, trust me. He knows.
I've slept over.
Already at 10?
Yeah, he's well aware of his body, this kid. You got to tell him to take it to the bedroom very often.
Yeah, the story you told me about was hilarious.
Yeah, he doesn't jerk off. He just likes to lay in his belly and hump his hands. Mm-hmm. This kid.
That's jerking off.
And then he acts like he's not. And I'm like, James... He's like, what? I'm not even doing anything. What? Get out. I mean, it's crazy. I held him in my hands. He was a baby at one point. It's a wild thing.
So that's why he likes hands so much.
Dude, he loves iCarly. He watches iCarly all the time, and I know that's why. He's a little perv.
Oh, man. Disney knows what they're
doing. Like father, like son, huh?
Doggy, what was another thing, dude? I was watching iCarly last night, with him. And, dude, they did a close-up.
We were both face down on the couch.
Doggy, they did a close-up of her butt, and she's, like, shaking her butt. And I'm like, dude, not for that. There's something inappropriate in every single
Dan Schneider,
Dan Schneider show. In every episode of every show. There's one little thing where you can kind of go, And I, look, you know me, I defend the Schneiderverse all the time. I love the Schneiderverse. Okay? You know, he creates great content, unquestionably.
Mm-hmm. The guy's a hit machine.
A hit machine. But I will say that there is something a little creepy in most of these fucking shows. But maybe it's because for us, because the reality is, I think that.
Are we sexualizing it? Like, your kid would never notice it?
No, I think 13 and 14-year-olds are.
Well, I think there's just they're, that's what the whole ElsaGate thing was, right? Like, those algorithms were making these vaguely sexual cartoons. And because your brain is hardwired a certain way, that's what the kids would watch the full thing. That's what that whole controversy was. Like, those, like, weird, like, vaguely sexual videos, the kids will watch more of it without clicking the next video because it's somewhere hardwired in your brain to do that.
Yeah. Well, whatever it is, man, I'll tell you right now, it does get a little creepy. The amount of feet on those shows, the amount of just little things. But then again, you know, with even like the kids, like they care, like they're at 13 years old. They do care about having a boyfriend, right? They do care about their first kiss. Especially they care about James. These things, right? So
speaking
maybe
that one in the chamber.
Maybe it's creepy for us because we're seeing like little kids flirting and almost like just coming of age.
But we were that way when we were that age.
But it feels weird. It just feels weird when you're watching it. I'm going like, I shouldn't be watching a girl talking about like kissing a boy. It just feels very like.
That feels weird.
You should get your cock out of here.
That's sounds like a you issue.
Well, I already came. So yeah. It's just at that point.
Yeah, at that point. Yeah.
You know. You're like, why are they still talking? I'm done.
No, there's just a lot of that. Whatever it is. And Dan Schneider's an adult man who's writing that. It just feels weird for an adult man to be writing the perspective of a little girl and a little girl's like boy crazed.
But that's how it always was. Saved by the Bell was that.
I know. It's just weird when you consider and then you start looking at all of the little, you know, things that
come were the
up.
Kids on Saved by the Bell actually as young as they were playing?
Cause I no, they like were these in kids their late 20s.
And these kids were way young. So now we're seeing more age-appropriate people.
And they weren't, they weren't really sexualized. Like, it's not that these kids are sexualized. There's like these subtle little things.
Okay, Saved by the Bell was highly sexualized.
Really?
Are you fucking kidding me? Mario Lopez, fucking What's-His-Face. I wanted to bang all of those dudes.
We all wanted me to bang too. Everybody. I wanted to get in my own little fucking loofah orgy at Eastside High or whatever.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen in spandex all
the time.
No,
Eastside High was from.
It was Bayside High.
No, I was thinking of Eastside High. It's a way different thing. Imagine Zach Morris at Eastside High.
I don't know what Eastside High is.
Fair Eastside.
That didn't help.
This is a minority show that we weren't. Okay. They don't show us.
Black Saved by the Bell. Yeah.
By the way, Dustin Diamond was 12 years old when the series started.
He was the only one who was like a kid.
Yeah, the rest of them were 15.
How'd that work out?
No, Eastside High was the fucking movie about in Paterson, New Jersey. My mom went to that high school.
Oh,
famous fucking.
Not fame.
It's so famous you can't even.
Was it Lean on Me?
Lean on Me.
Lean on Me, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lean on Me. Yes.
Oh, yeah, so that's the song you would sing.
Yeah, Lean on Me.
Fairy Side.
That was the Black
lean
Principle.
Lean on Me.
That was the
when you're in trouble. I'll be your friend.
Ba, 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 ba.
Play the Fairy Side song. That's the whole theme of the movie.
That was the Black Principle or the Spanish Principle?
Black Principle.
Okay.
There's a lot
baseball
of
baseball bat.
No, that was Belushi.
Didn't also Sidney Poitier have a baseball bat in one of these?
One of them did, man.
And then there's the substitute where he was just in the FBI and just was shooting.
Then Michelle
kids.
Pfeiffer came in, did another one.
Sucking everybody's cocks and shit.
It's like, I'm going to help these kids. God.
She's treating him like the dolphin in that science experiment.
Play the Fairy Side song, please. I got to go right now, by the way.
All that keeps coming up is Lean on Me.
No, bitch. No, that's not what it is. It's the song from Eastside High. It's their song for the school.
Shannon, can
don't
you Google
tell me.
Let me try. Let's just try this.
Can you sing that to Shazam, please?
Hold on, I'm going to try this one.
Go. Three. See, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, let me hear it.
This is where they can't sing it. They learn how to sing it good later. Let them hear. Wait, no, at this point they have it now, I think. Do it the real way. They rearranged it like black kids can do.
Fair Eastside.
side by thy side will stay and always praise thy name.
Praise thy name, praise thy name.
You remember this? All right, great first rehearsal, guys. We all met this morning.
That shit would not have worked at a white high school.
Doggy, if fucking Zach Morris had to go to Eastside High, he would have been butt raped. They would have taken his cell phone from him. Oh,
they
would have
beat him to death with his big cell phone.
All right, we got to go. This has been great. Thank you guys very much for watching. We'll be back on Monday with another great episode of your favorite podcast, The Real Ass Podcast. Until then, have a great weekend. Good night.
That's all, folks.